These are things that we know, and that is plain as rice in a bowl, or the edge of a cloud, or the reasons to go. We cling to those rocks in the snow.
This is Jan Hall from Folk Roots Radio. A chance to catch up with David Ross MacDonald at Folk Music Ontario. It's now a Saturday evening. It's around 11, 11:15. David is going to be heading out very shortly. We'll all be heading up stairs for the private showcases that are starting to kick off. It's been an incredible 2 to 3 days, and it was actually a real pleasure for me to be able to meet David here. He lives in Australia. He spends an awful lot of time in Canada. Sometimes I think he's actually wanting to be Canadian, but he did reassure me before the interview that he still loves being Australian. But David, it's a great great pleasure to be able to talk to you today.
Thank you. Thank you for finding me amongst these 800 delegates and musicians having just a blast around here. So it's great to see you again.
Well, it's actually been a great pleasure for me because we just played a track from your, what I like to call the Live at the Alora Acoustic Cafe album. Yes. I'm a great believer and it probably needs to be released because it's got an incredible feel to it. But I wanted to start off the conversation in talking a little bit about where you're at with your music, and perhaps for people who are not that familiar with David Ross McDonald, give you a chance to talk about that, because you have this interesting history. You were, I think, the drummer with the Waves as well?
Right. Yeah, so I come from a classical guitar background as a kiddie, and my father was a jazz musician who became a dentist, and then I ended up becoming a geologist, so I gave up my passion for guitar to study university. And then I got out of my profession and took up drums and studied jazz drums and became a washboard player in a jug band, and then a famous band saw me playing washboard, and I ended up touring with them, the Waves, for 13 years. And so in between the downtime I picked up the guitar again and started writing songs and drawing upon the inspirations that I'd seen traveling with the Waves and playing those festivals and just seeing the tunesmith's life. So my music is an amalgam of my classical guitar roots and the influence of Americana and the songwriters of the late 60s, early 70s of England and USA. So that's what I'm drawing upon. But it's very much a work in progress. So I had an accident with my hand 2 years ago. And so
I remember all. I think a lot of people in Guelph know all about the accident with your hand.
Yeah. So Guelph holds a very special place in my heart because I was spending time there when I slipped with a knife, and what has happened from the injury with the index finger is that I've had to change the way that I play the guitar, and so there was probably 10 months where I was reinventing the way that my left hand approaches the frets and compensates for the lack of movement that I have now, and I'm a better player for it, and I feel like I've had a new lease of life to with my music, because I've had to slow everything down and start again and build my hand up again. And now it's been a little long between albums because of that sort of injury, but now I'm working on new music, and I wouldn't have got to that place without the incident.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because it's often what life's about, that, you know, that we all have these challenges, and I can only imagine as a musician to do something like that and to end up with what was a very serious injury that could have put paid to your career, mm-hmm. but actually having to work through that. And my sense from knowing your history as an individual, as a person, mm-hmm. as well as a musician, that you seem very determined to try and find a workaround for all of these things. You know, it's kind of, I think we all do, you know, we get these roadblocks in life and then we realize that we have to step around them. But it's interesting you say that actually you feel like you're a better musician now. Do you think that the average listener would recognize the difference there? I mean, it's somebody that's, you know, that has been listening to David Ross McDonald over the years would pick it up as being quite a change?
I would hope so, but it's, I suppose part of it is to do like how when anyone in life has a challenge that they have to, you know, go through, and having a hand injury, I'm sure there are people out there that know that it's a very difficult thing to work through from time to time. But hand injuries aside, everyone has challenges in their lives, and everyone has to work out a way of navigating those things. So maybe in my instance, it's made me slow down and reevaluate my approach to the instrument. And just like anyone going through a challenge, there's an emotional component to that. And I think when you come out the other end of you know, it might be an illness or a loss or some challenge that life deals out to you, you come out mentally a different person and a stronger person. And I believe that we don't, our life is not to seek to seek comfort. Our life is to see what we can prevail through. So for me, if someone can't hear the difference, that's fine. But for me, I feel that there's a difference in the way that I am because of that. And I'm sure there'd be people who know exactly what that's like out there.
You mentioned new material. Can you talk a little bit about where that is at and when we will expect to see perhaps new recorded music, you know, that will be out there from David Ross McDonald?
Yeah, thanks for inquiring, because people are asking what's happening, because they see me playing my regular songs, and it has been more than the regular 2 years between releases. But you know, the hand has been a setback, but now that I'm on top of that, but I think I'm looking more towards music which has a more of a for me, like more of a human pulse to it. I don't know how to describe it, but I have a drumming background, and I've never really used it in my approach to the guitar. It's been more of an ornate, a legato approach to what I've been doing. But now I feel that it's time to sort of just, I like to say, introduce a wheel to my music. And in a sense that there's a form of momentum in the music that's not just to do with the melody, but it's to do with my approach to rhythm. And I can't really talk too much more to it, because I don't really understand what it is, because I'm just coming across it now in the last few months. But I think there is a blues influence that might drift in, but not a conspicuous one. And I think also I'll go back to some of my Celtic roots, where I actually bussed across Scotland and Ireland as a baron player. And I played a lot of, just on street corners, playing my baron. And the drive and the pulse of the baron, as you know, is a beautiful thing. And I think it's something that I'll revisit, if not actually, conceptually, because the pulse. And I suppose, and to do with the injury with the hand, one of the things that happened, not to gore people out, but when the wound happened, I couldn't stop the bleeding, right? Like I was using my right hand on the wound. And the blood, I could feel my heart pushing the blood around my hands and out. In that moment, I knew I was in trouble, but I also had a direct experience about how the heart is stronger than my hand. And I, without the help of the people around me, I wouldn't have been able to stop the blood. But it's hard to describe it, but I felt like a direct connection between the inside and the outside, and how powerful the heart is, and it's stronger than your hand. So I think that's rich with metaphor as well. But it was a scary thing, but I learned a lot from it, and I think I've gained a little bit of an insight into a few little things.
You know, that sounds very intriguing, because I know a lot of your songs you've written in the past are very much, you know, rely heavily on metaphor and deeper meaning than, you know, that maybe just that first listen would give you. So it's, you know, again, it gets back to what you said before, that, you know, sometimes these challenges in life can lead us to a more interesting future if we can have the determination and fortitude to get through it.
I mean, everyone out there is dealing with loss in some shape or form in their lives, isn't it? And I think it's easy to lose sight of how courageous people have to be in their everyday lives. And for me, the injury is a form of a wake-up call, or just a realization of some of the frailties and the accidents that come and go. So, I don't know. I mean, as far as using metaphor and the way that I write songs, I do try and be a little bit ambiguous, because for me, I don't really understand my own world and my own life, and I can't really screw those things down for myself. So I think maybe art and music is a way of me trying to express that uncertainty and whimsy and wonder and fear and you know, all the things that make us make us all unique and good, I suppose.
At the start of the interview, we mentioned that we're very lucky in Canada that you are a regular visitor, but your home is in Australia, and I think you're heading back in early November.
Yes.
But before you do that, you will be back in Guelph for another show. Is that right?
Yeah. I love what Avi has done with this Magnolia Cafe, and I helped set up the wireless internet there. So if you ever go to there and you log on, I'm the one that decided on the password 2 years ago.
So we can all work it out.
Yeah, that's right. I love the food there, and for me, it's a homecoming because I stayed with Avi while we were working on the cafe, and I just remember, you know, the massively long hours that she was putting into building that establishment, and to see it flourish on downtown there, it just fills me with joy. So to be able to come back and play there and stand next to the bamboo wall display and see all those gluten-free goodies, I it's like homecoming. And Guelph is an interesting place, you know, and it has a thriving arts community, and there are a lot of good people and friends that I've made there, and I hope to come back every year. I wouldn't want to miss a year when I come through this country and not take in Guelph.
So what is the date of the show?
I believe it is Saturday the 26th. So that's Friday. No, Saturday. Saturday the 26th.
That's very good. It's definitely Saturday.
Yeah, you can tell. We're late at the conference here. But so that's Saturday the 26th of October.
That's good. We're doing well here. You know, which is funny because you come to a conference like Folk Music Ontario, it is really like another dimension. Actually, I tweeted that out yesterday, that you kind of leave the world behind. You know, the only thing that matters when you come to a conference like this is the music. Yes. And whether we're talking about music or playing music, yeah, that is the thing. Before I let you go, I do want to give you a chance just to plug your online presence, because that's very important in this digital world we live in. I also want to remind people that if they would like a copy of the album that I think is pretty cool, which is the Live at the Elora Cafe album, they can get that. So I'm going to let you talk a little bit about that, and then maybe encourage people to keep following what you're doing, and then they'll know next time you're coming back.
Yeah, thank you. I have a Facebook presence, so it's just David Ross MacDonald. But I don't have any friends. Several weeks ago, I unfriended everyone in my Facebook world.
Because, including me.
And yeah, I apologize.
I didn't take it personally.
I apologize for that, but I found that the Facebook world was starting to get under my skin in ways that I couldn't quite articulate. And I would lose myself in some other people's stories and achievements and images. And I found that it was altering me. And I don't really know how to explain it very clearly, so I decided to unfriend everyone and start up a band page, which is a more of a passive environment where people can just check in if they want to, rather than being part of this community, which doesn't exactly make a lot of sense for me, but I'm sure it's great in many ways in the connecting people. So that's probably a good starting place. And DavidRossMacDonald.com and all those regular dot things that everyone seems to have these days. But I think I answered your question.
So about this album, though, because it's a really good one, and until you actually want to stop me talking about it, we need to let people know how they can get the songs.
Yeah, so if you do go to the Facebook site, there's a link that takes you to a place called Noise Trade, and it's a place where you just say hello and you give them the email address, and then I send you a free copy of the live album. And it has a tip jar. I'm not too sure how it works. It's like a little sliding bar where you get it for free, or you send me a 50 cents or a dollar. I don't know really how it works or what people like to do with those things. And it's really neat because you can listen and stream, and I like the idea of having music available for free, with people to have the option to, if they want to contribute $1 or $2, then that sort of makes makes a little bit of sense too if it's something that people like to do. Not everyone likes to do that online, and I understand that. So, but I think more importantly is to come to the show as well, because I that's for me is the big payoff for this life that I lead. I get to stand there and share and sing and tell a few stories and just reconnect with the community.
Well, we're very lucky to have you back in Guelph, and certainly it's our last chance to get you back before 2014. So remember, that is Saturday, October the 26th at Magnolia Cafe, which is on Yarmouth Street in Guelph. David, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I wish you a safe return to Australia and look forward to catching up with you next year.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, and with 2 hours sleep, I'm glad we got to connect.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Sorry is not a word that likes to pass these lips, 'cause every time it does, it loses its teeth and becomes hollow as a bell. For a washed up shell, the only reason she sings, because the ocean breathes a spell. Sleeping for a dream that fears the light of day. It's like waking within a stranger's arms that's warmer than her breath or the day you left. Now there's a chill that stirs me from my charms. But you hold me. Stranger than the lines you draw into your skin, and it's darker than the eyes and I recall. But this wonder is a wound, the scars that'll turn to gold.